www.thebeatsmusic.com.
My grandfather told me that life was about a series of compromises when you had to. But did they have to or not? And what did the Republicans give up? Oh, yes. You know I'm talking about, of course, the sandbox that is the Capitol and the race to get out of Dodge by Friday. So that's when things start to crumble. It really is, the best way I can describe it is what I did a couple shows ago, a tug of war. That's what it constantly is. Who has the worst rope burns? They decide they're going to give in. So the Democrats have backed away from their demand for higher taxes on millionaires. The 1%, go after the 1% as part of this legislation to extend Social Security. The upshot is we'll see ultimately what's going to happen with the pipeline. Most likely the pipeline is a casualty for the Republicans too, and that gets tossed off until after the election. There are a couple of other things that are sitting around, hanging around in this, because the measure actually cleared the House to extend the payroll tax cut, 283-136, the final vote in the Senate on Thursday. And with this announcement, they worked late into the night that they've come up with, you know, they're going to drop it. That pretty much ensures that there's going to be passage here. So how are they paying for the $1 billion that they would need? $140 billion. And they wish it was $1 billion. $140 billion the tax would have raised over a decade. So by pushing the tax off, they're going to have to come up with savings elsewhere. Where does the savings come from? But 160 million people, probably a lot of people listening to America Tonight, won't have money sucked out of their check, because that's what it would feel like. Maybe you didn't feel like you were getting very much in the check. You're like, oh, really? I'm getting 800 more? Because it breaks down to whatever, 25, 50 bucks. But then when it's not there, trust me, you would feel the pinch. So the maneuver that happened after the House passed the payroll tax extension didn't have any higher taxes. So it looks like this should sail through, because the threat of closing the government, I guess, was enough, and a few other things, and the desire to get out of Dodge was enough to avert what would have happened here. The pipeline project is interesting to me because it's a job creator, I believe, and could be done correctly. Think of that, from Alberta, Canada, all the way down to Texas. So now it's going to be blocked. I can only assume the construction and all that other stuff will be pushed off, because it would create about 20,000 jobs. I've tried to get really good estimates from different folks, and the best that I can come up with is about 20,000, give or take. So by saying I'll veto it if it's in there, it's pretty clear that that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. It's going to be pushed off for another year. It'll happen maybe eventually, but it's not going to happen, you know, sooner rather than later. Going through the whole review process and pushing it till after the election is a good maneuver for the Democrats, because be sticky with environmentalists for Obama, a core demographic of people who vote for him. They would be furious and enraged, and maybe just wouldn't even vote. It just wouldn't go. Just would say, forget it. I'm not going to do it. All right. Moving along, we're going to let you hear what Newt Gingrich had to say about that whole 1% thing, if you can hear him. Newt Gingrich, of course, in the polls now pretty much on top or second, but almost every poll that I've seen lately, he's the top dog. But how long does it last for Newt Gingrich? It's an interesting dance, and we're like 3 or 4 weeks away from actually seeing what happens in a primary, and that's in New Hampshire. So does Newt take that primary? Does Mitt Romney take the primary? How many of the first five go in what direction? Here's Newt talking about the 1%.
I'm going to go ahead and try to talk over them and hope that all of you who would actually like to hear something wanted to actually have an intelligent discussion and are not going to be drowned out by the 1% who try to impose their will by making noise.
The life of a politician. Hecklers are everywhere. And with Newt stumping all over the country, that's what's going to happen at some of these events. So Newt Gingrich, Mitt Romney, and Ron Paul. People keep forgetting Ron Paul, but in Iowa, they love Ron Paul, which is evidence of why he's two, practically number one there. Will the former governor of New Jersey, and this is a big one, aren't we tired when we talk about the 1%? Aren't we tired of people buying their way out of illegal activities? I mean, see, this is the way it goes, and it's true. I apologize for being cynical out of the gate, but he who has the most money gets the best defense. It's like I say about taxes. When you have money, the difference is you have a tax attorney who finds those loopholes that are legal for you, so you do pay less taxes because you pay for it somewhere else by getting the best people to maneuver around it. Well, the former governor of New Jersey, John Corzine, testified on Capitol Hill and talked about what was going on at MF Global. He was the CEO for a short time and then swears when suddenly money went missing, he has no idea where it went, that it was just so crazy in the office. There was so much trading going on, so many things going on, he couldn't keep up with what was happening. Boy, they need to go after this guy. I mean, come on. So three times he's been grilled on the Hill. Sessions with the House and Senate Agriculture Committees. And it's not completely over yet because on Thursday he will be in front of the Oversight and Investigations Subcommittee. So they will definitely grill him. Did Corzine intentionally mislead investors and regulators? He put out an optimistic statement of the future of the company and what was going on at the end of October, and like a week later, he dumped out of the company, money dumped out all over the place, and $1.2 billion in client money, which was supposed to remain segregated from the firm's accounts, has gone missing. It's just missing. I don't know where it is. I can't accept responsibility for that. Are you kidding? There are 7 investigations of this collapse underway. You have the Congress all over it. You have regulatory agencies that oversee Wall Street. And, of course, one by the Department of Justice. Corzine should not be able to get away with this. They need to nail him, and they need to put him in the big house if he is guilty of this. Because certainly, he says he wasn't trying to mislead anyone, but the rosy picture he painted couldn't have been accurate because a week later, he dumped out. So give me a break. All those people that dumped into that fund, $1.2 billion. Ooh, there ought to be a law. Fruits and nuts next.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
I'm Chiquita Banana, and I've come to say bananas have to ripen in a certain way. And when they're flecked with brown and have a golden hue, bananas taste the best and are the best for you. You can put them in a salad. Grief? No, not yet, my dear. That greenish way you're looking means that you are ripe for cooking.
How about me?
No, no. When you are fully ripe, my dear, those little flecks of brown appear.
Me?
You're most digestible, my friend. Delicious, too, from end to end.
Here on America Tonight. Boy, we have a couple of really, really good ones for you, including this. Talk about being asleep at the wheel. I mean, it's already bad enough what we have to deal with when we're in our cars. Talk about all of us being keenly aware that it's on our shoulders. You have to be a defensive driver. The Department of Transportation said, oh, it was a mistake. Feel free to blame us. Someone, this is Route 128, caused a huge traffic jam. Just what people needed at Christmas time, right? And this happened in Massachusetts, so you can imagine. They said they made a mistake. Someone closed the left travel lane on the southbound side of the highway for work crews, even though no work was being done. So people were driving, and they're like, what is going on? I can't even use the language they were using. So they called the local radio stations there, and then they ultimately got a hold of the Department of Transportation, and they say the crew may have been deployed erroneously, or they didn't coordinate their schedules. See what happens when you don't look at your schedule? You screw up traffic in Boston. That's what happens. If you have an obstruction like that, people can't get around it. Give me a break. All right, you're going to like this next one. Well, not like it. It's just a twisted, fruity story. So it fits into this segment nicely. How are you a former zoo employee? How are you a zoo employee? And in your spare time, you are poisoning and trying to kill cats. That's what happened. There was this employee, the zoo employee, who they found guilty of attempting to poison stray cats on probation in order to stay away from felines for a year or face jail time. 38-year-old Nico Daphne has to perform 120 hours of community service. She should work with cats and contribute 100 to the district's violent crime compensation fund. Here's the thing. There was a two-day trial. They found her guilty because they had her cold. You had a surveillance video. Hello, look for cameras. Big Brother's everywhere. So the apartment building surveillance camera recorded her placing rat poison and food left out. So it was pretty obvious what was going on there. So what happens to this woman who was a postdoctoral fellow with the National Zoo and the Migratory Bird Center? She was studying how domestic cats affect wildlife after the guilty verdict. So she had to resign her spot. So she was also ordered to get counseling and was recommended to volunteer at the Humane Society. Oh, is that nutty enough for you? I mean, she says now she feels ashamed. She has to repair the damage that she did. What is going on? What was she thinking? What was going on in her head? And she works with animals. Is that, that's just the worst. All right, Lindsay Lohan. What's up with that chick? It used to be that Rick in Illinois, and I could care less about Lindsay Lohan, but it used to be that Rick in Illinois would call up and talk about Lindsay Lohan. You see what she did and what her family did? She couldn't stay out of the headlines. She never, never turned down publicity in her career. It's a shame. She's a good kid actor, I think. So the judge in the Lohan case at a probation hearing gave her high marks. She's doing well under strict new probation routines, counseling, and working at the county morgue. What could she possibly be doing at the morgue? In fact, here's what the judge had to say.
You're doing well, and I'd like to see it continue. Ms. Lohan, you have actually done the work and done it not only on time but early.
Oh, to have the problems of Lindsay Lohan posing nude for Playboy for how much money, I can't even imagine. Just in case you don't know the story, she was on probation for a drunk driving grand theft case earlier in the year, 2007. That goes all the way back to 2007. Nothing but a bag of problems with the Lohan family. So here's the thing. You heard the judge there. She's got an incentive to work harder. She told the actor she could leave California for personal visits once she does 12 days of morgue duty a month. She returned from a trip to celebrate her sister's birthday in Hawaii hours before her court appearance. Oh, don't you just feel so sorry for Lindsay Lohan? She definitely fits, however, into our fruits and nuts category, you have to admit. And, I mean, it's almost sad because she played sort of, just shows you how it is acting. She always played when she was a kid sort of these innocent type young females, I guess. And, like, she was anything but with all the crazy things that happen. Oh, well. Let's move on to one other one. We've got a good one for you. You just don't know what people will do. Why? There's something about karma. You call it something else, but, you know, the old saying about, ooh, God will strike you dead. Lightning, look up. Who steals baby Jesuses? I've found 6 stories of people going into mangers and stealing big baby Jesuses. There was one that happened in Fountain Hills. The pastor there said there's been a string of Jesus thefts in that area. The pastor of Christ Church of Fountain Hills found the Jesus statues missing from the front yard on Tuesday. He said 3 others in that area also found their infant Jesus statues were stolen. He didn't contact the cops. Instead, he says he hopes the thief seeks out the real Jesus as diligently as he ran after the plastic figure. And you just automatically, where does your head go? It goes to prank, that this is some kind of a weird prank, and the idea, you know, the idea behind it is to cause a buzz. And this was in Phoenix, by the way. So to cause buzz, to have people talking about it, and ultimately they don't, it's like stealing stop signs or stealing signs, except for stealing signs versus the baby Jesus. Let's see, let's weigh those options. I'm going for the signs. Well, you know how on this show, I got one more, I lied. You know how on this show I always complain about coffee, can't find good coffee, and I had a result to getting beans, coffee, you know, the whole beans, anything to make it taste better, and also cheaper, because if you go to my Facebook, you can click on it through americatonight.net. I was running around Target the other day, and I found a bag of coffee marked $388. Whew. Coffee really went up when I was sleeping. So grabbing a cup of coffee in the morning, would it be too much to have gorgeous women in bikinis serving them to you? A Seattle company is doing just that during the winter. They're not going to be wearing anything but bikinis. So people that I guess like Hooters and whatnot will probably like this company at Barista's Coffee Company. That's what it's called. And the CEO says the idea is you'll always find a very attractive, tastefully consumed barista when you decide to enter our store. I would think that some people are going to be turned off by it and they're not going to be real psyched about it. I mean, they do wear costumes, but the costumes are pretty bare. definitely like they're playing beach volleyball, let's put it that way. And they're going to have locations not just in Seattle, but in Scottsdale and Phoenix in 2012 and in some other places, too. I wonder if they have men. I don't think they have any men that work there. If they do, they're certainly not wearing thongs. So the idea is it's just the women, I bet, that do the serving. And there might be men in the background or men that do other things in the restaurant, but they're probably not serving up the chow. That makes sense. Ugh. If I could describe you the costumes, just think volleyball. That's what I thought when I looked at it. It looks like beach volleyball. Misty May Trainor, you know her, the Olympic gold medals. Looks like, kind of reminds you of that for some reason. That's the image that I'm getting in my head. Come back, we're going to dip into a few other things here on ATN.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun Ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A Sun Oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun Ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
She loves rock and roll. That was a very popular song. Still, if you flip around and you don't just be stuck on, satellite where you're listening to the same kind of music over and over again, and you do the old-fashioned, I'll call it old-fashioned because it is like that, it's a throwback, to listen to the radio and not pop in your portable iPod and get the other music that you want programmed in. But anyway, Joan Jett just made the list of something I saw about women rockers. She made the list of top female rockers. How many female rockers were there? Hart, Lita Ford. Not just singers, but what you would call rockers. And I was kind of stumped. The show was interesting. We're certainly not at a loss for words when it comes to what's happening in our government. That always circles back around here on America Tonight because of the frustrations. I do want to say this. Remember, on our Thursday, or really Friday show, in our third hour, we've got Nail the Score. Last week, a lot of people called in. Make sure you call in for Nail the Score because it's right before the holidays. You might be a big winner, and you get some loot and stuff to brag about, and you'd have the claim to being another person to nail the score. Chris in Connecticut did it. You can do it, too. Our computer randomly picks the game of the week in the NFL. You don't have to know anything about football. You pick a side, and you tell us what you think the final score is going to be, and that's it. One of the big games on the weekend, I don't know if this is going to be the game, would be the Denver Broncos and New England, because Tebow is 7-1 since he jumped into the slot at quarterback. But can he knock off Tom Brady and the Patriots, or is Tom Brady really the savior in this case? All right, speaking of being the savior, if there is a compromise, which it's looking like that's what the scoop is, because the Democrats are saying, okay, already, we're not going to tax the 1%, we're not going to tax rich people, we're just going to give up on that whole idea. And if the pipeline is a no-go for the Republicans, really, who wins this, the Republicans or the Democrats? The pipeline's not off the table yet, but I would probably say that the Republicans win it. And the reason I say that is because they were so adamant about that they're going to tax the rich, giving speeches, constantly talking about it, tax the 1%, tax those people, we're going to do it. And now they dropped the millionaire surtax is huge, huge. So that means it's paving the way for the tax cuts to be extended. Because a couple of compromises happened earlier today. The House passed the defense bill after Obama dropped the veto threat. And now, with the real fight in the trenches over what the rich people are paying or what they're not paying, that's just booted, completely gutted. Talk about a swing. They gave up first. They threw out the white flag on the field first. I'm surprised. I really thought that the Democrats were going to dig in here. I'm surprised that they gave in. Very, very, very surprised. But 160 million people are happy. They're still going to get their check that they've gotten used to with the extra money in it, instead of it going back to the federal government. At least now you can hang on to that money a little bit longer. It is money, money, money that makes the world go around. Roger Madden with this take on taxes and the poor.
Conservative Republicans want you to believe that 47% of the American people do not pay federal income tax means we are heading for a dependent society. I'm not so sure. This is Roger Madden, and this is what I think. Ramesh Panuro, a writer for National Review, one of the more prestigious conservative journals in America, opines in its November 28th issue that Republicans are not necessarily right in warning us that the poor who pay little or no federal income tax will vote for candidates who promise them growing benefits. Panuro, however, reminds us that prior to 1913 and the passage of the 16th Amendment, providing Congress the right to lay and collect taxes on income, Americans did not pay income taxes. He asks whether this fact was a flaw in America's founding, which existed into the beginning of the welfare state in the early 20th century. Answering his own question, Panuro holds that conservatives should seek to cut benefits rather than raising taxes on the poor. He states, quote, "To seek to raise taxes on poor and middle-class people would be a terrible mistake. The idea is bound to be unpopular, and it would alter the character of conservatism for the worse," unquote. He suggests that the 47% number will obviously be reduced if we reduce benefits. And if we do increase taxes, we should increase them across the board, rich, middle, and poor alike. Occupy Wall Street, go home. This is Roger Madden, and that's what I think.
Yeah, I agree. Go home. The flat tax, that's what it's called. Give us a flat tax, a fair tax, either one of those. But I like the flat idea. Just make it across the board. That's not happening anytime soon. A lot of people work for the IRS. James in Kentucky. Hello.
Hey, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I got three things for you. First, you were talking about the Rockers.
Yeah.
The drummer for Lenny Kravitz. She is very, very good.
And Lenny Kravitz. I wonder what her name is. Lenny Kravitz. I'm going to look that up. Lenny Kravitz's drummer. I'm going to find out who that is. Okay.
And Tebow, even though I'm from Kentucky, I'm a huge Florida fan. And my wife and I were talking about this the other day, and she said there was an article in the USA Today about him, and I think it was Jake Plummer came out and said, you know, a few things. And my wife said, if you're going to complain about him doing that, then that person complaining, isn't that creating an issue too? But everybody has rights, so they can do both. So why does it matter?
Yeah, why does it matter? That's what I would say. I'd say, why does it matter? I actually like Tebow. I do. I think he's rock solid. He had an interesting beginning. And I just watched a documentary about Tebow where everybody was dogging him that he was, you know, oh, his arm and the way he loops around when he played. Remember he had that big loop he had when he was playing for Florida? And
yeah.
He's got to change it. And he did. He worked his rear end off to get into the draft. He gets drafted much lower than he was hoping for, but still got drafted by Denver. Quarterbacks a lot of times go lower anyway. And, yeah, I say leave him alone. I think he should, if he wants to pray, if he wants to, I mean, that's what he's believed his whole life, he should be able to do it.
Well, and all the things that are going on with the government and all the different problems in professional sports and all that, and people are going to come out and be against or argue against something that is one of the few positives in the world.
I know. And it's his personal belief. And, you know, the funny thing, not funny, but the thing about Tebow, to be honest, is he's not out there trying to recruit people. He just does. He believes it. It's in his heart. He's authentic. That's the word, James. He's authentic. So I think he'll keep rolling with it because he's used to criticism. He doesn't care.
Yeah. And one quick thing at the end. If you tax the rich and they're the ones who own all these companies, then they're not really going to lose any money, are they? They just increase the amount that they charge us to buy all the goods, and then we end up paying it anyway, right?
Oh, yeah, especially if you have a small business. Remember, the definition of a small business is 500 people or less.
Yeah.
The cost would be tacked on to all of us. Plus, they could cut down the workforce, use that as an excuse, and then people are doing 3 and 4 jobs, too much work at work. They're exhausted. They come home, and they practically fall on the door. And, yeah, there's a lot of things that would happen as a result of that. That's part of the reason why the Republicans were trying to not have it happen.
Well, Ms. Delaney, you do a wonderful job. You keep it up, and I'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks, James. 3 good things. It's interesting talking about Tebow, because that's what I said. What if it was the game of the week where you've got – that's a tough one to pick because Brady showed some chinks in the armor. Can Denver really get the better of Tom Brady? They found ways to win, but Chicago's different, still different than the Patriots. And as far as anything that he does in his personal life, I'd say bravo to him. I had the chance to interview him a couple times at Florida and just seemed like a authentic guy. I'll take an authentic person in any form versus all these phony baloney people any day of the week, no question about it. What would be so much of a laugher is if Tebow took Denver through the playoffs and all the way to the Super Bowl. I would love it. Talk about critics that would eat crow. Not so much in college he had a lot of people on his bandwagon, but making the adjustment and getting out of college, ooh. But that's anyone who's a professional athlete, you're under a big, giant microscope. But I think he was under a microscope for different reasons, too, as well. All right, coming up here on America Tonight, there's a couple of things that we haven't hit on, including what's the latest on China. I'm kind of on this investigative kick on Chinese goods and what's being made there. I told you about the sports hats that are made in China, but they don't want anyone to know, so they put something else kind of on the hat. It's the error hats, which I looked today, I have 25 of those hats. Oh, sad but true. Stay with us.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. How you doing, America? Feeling okay? Yeah, I know. It's been rough. And, of course, we're getting closer to the holidays, so hopefully you have an extra day or two to kick back. If normally you're just grinding it out. I mean, raise your hand if you're a grinder. Oh, looks like I've got those special infrared glasses. I see 99.9% are grinders. I don't know too many people that aren't in that category. I call the other people floaters because they're just floating through life for whatever reason. They're not grinding it out. So we've got grinders and we've got floaters. That's pretty much what we are in this nation. And it's just the way it's gone down because of the financial woes that we were really walking on a fake cloud in the past because of the housing explosion. And now the bubble burst and we see the rippling effects of that. And the bank's too big to fail. And you know, if we had let the banks fail, think about this, where would we be right now if we had let the banks fail? where would have things turned? One quick note here right from the top. I said I was going to talk about China. I've been really doing a lot of investigating and doing a little research on this and watching all kinds of stuff, too, in between everything else here with America Tonight. But this is news that just broke earlier in the day. But China is now imposing some new tariffs on cars from the U.S. And the duty that they're slapping on it applies mostly to SUVs, you know, sport utility vehicles and large cars. And that's escalating the trade problems between the two countries. Most of the Chinese people that buy cars will buy used cars anyway. But there was a niche audience for SUVs, so they're purposely trying to do that to shut out the American market. That's how they roll in China. And the balancing act between the two countries is getting very interesting. But as long as we continue to, and I believe this, as long as we continue to be the market for China, we're just going to keep on settling for less, and we're going to keep on sticking other Americans for the fact that we're buying cheap stuff for what? And nothing is made in America anymore. I shouldn't say nothing. Things are made in America, but you have to dig and find them, and sometimes they're more expensive, and that's part of the deal of buying Chinese, right? Buying things made in China. And you'd be shocked at all the things that are made in China if you would just look at them. Like I said, the hats, the sports hats, the era sports hats, a big chunk of them are made in China. Let's go to Izzy in Missouri.
I told Donovan, I just called to brag you about your China products.
it's so true. I love it. You do the same thing.
I just go off like a lunatic about it, and people look at me like, okay, she's old, she's senile. Mm-hmm. And I just don't get why people in America don't wake up. And truly, if they would go to, you know, because most people do have computers, type in made in America or made in the USA, you'll get a whole bunch of websites. You might pay a titch more, but honest to God, Kate, the quality is better.
Oh, yeah.
But let me tell you a little clue about all you folks that are buying clothes made in China. They use some of the worst chemicals on the planet as preservatives and also as binders. There's a whole process to
putting the clothes
fabric
together, yeah.
And formaldehyde happens to be one of them. And it's highly toxic next to your skin. And, you know, a lot of people do not wash their clothes before they wear them, brand new clothes. I come home, I wash everything.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
But people don't realize that even in a lot of the other products in upholstery, like my my little Chinese-made recliner for my children, but there are so many toxins in their upholstery, it's not even funny. And you can't get it out unless you want to hire somebody professionally. But it costs about $200 to have your sofa totally steam clean and washed to get all that crap out. And then
how much money to get it steam cleaned?
About $200.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah.
Yep. Because on my recliner, I was not going to sit in it. You could smell it, and I'm like, not sitting in it. I wanted the recliner, but I didn't want my kids to pay like $650, $700. So I paid to have my recliner thoroughly steamed out just to get at least surface stuff out.
Yeah.
And I left it outside for several days also to air it out. And it took away a lot of the odor. But it cost me over $100 to have my recliner thoroughly steam clean.
Wow.
And I don't think people realize how many toxins are coming into this country. I think I told you about the wool.
No. Tell me that, Stray. I didn't hear that.
China makes 95% of all wool now. They started raising sheep. And I order wool from Britain. Oh, my God, if you ever want wool, let me know. It is the most fabulous wool on the planet. And I thought, because you cannot buy wool in America decently, at least unless you're in New York or maybe even Chicago, but I don't think so because I've looked. Well, China's making about 95% of our imported wool is full of crap.
Yeah.
And Their sheep are so bad, it's not even, they're not even fit for mutton.
Right. I love that they're not fit for mutton.
Really, I mean, and they have, oh, my God, you wouldn't believe the millions of sheep. And I'm like, don't you people get it? Their products are so substandard. One, they wear out faster. Two, they fade faster. And three, they don't even hold their shape.
Absolutely.
I'm a big textile freak. And as little as 20, 21, 22 years ago, we had over 2,000 textile mills in this country. We now have less than 800. Less than 800 now.
Wow,
and
that's
20
sad.
Years. And you know what? China can kiss my ass. Sorry, but they can, because I'm just so sick of crappy products. I didn't buy a new microwave when mine went out, because most of them are all made in China. Nope, didn't buy a new microwave. I just don't buy anything new anymore. Because I'm not gonna support Chinese government, communist government, and I'll be damned if I'm gonna support all these companies that have outsourced. They have
Amen.
And my jeans, if I want a brand new, to come from Texas, made in the USA.
Yeah. And you can find those jeans. Izzy, always fun to talk to you about Red Dragon. Thanks for the call. She's right about the clothes, actually. And they make them for a song anyway, so they're going to fall apart. That's the problem with really, really cheap quality. And the market, though, is so there. That's what's happening. The market is there, and the Chinese are taking advantage of it, and they're making as much money as they can by coming up with the goods and getting them out the door as fast as they can. That's the other thing. What else is happening? Because of how quickly it's... you know, how quickly it's being tossed out there, and we're gladly lopping it all up. I think I read something somewhere, and of course this changes, but there's like 52,000 products that are made in China. China clothes, other manufacturing things. So their plants, they can't even, in some cases, they can't even get the people in the plants and keep them there long enough. They've got to try to figure out another way around that. In some of these more remote areas, but what a sad state of affairs that we're talking about turning over things in our house and in our closet and everywhere, baseball caps from head to toe, because you think it's not made in China and then you find out that it is. Izzy's right. Just go to Made in America, Google it, and you'll see a whole list of things that are made in America. I say quality trumps quantity any day of the week.